Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. If you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. We make it easy on you. So it doesn't take any no trouble for you. And you actually can do that yourself. You can subscribe and unsubscribe all by yourself. And so that's about as easy as we can make it. Christine Mockler-Casper, ladies and gentlemen, is the founder and the president of Communication Motivation Management Incorporated, which is a consulting firm specializing in, as you might imagine, communication and leadership. She is an author, as I mentioned earlier. She's a facilitator and award-winning lecturer. Her book is called From Now On With Passion, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence, and she's our friend. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for joining us again. Christine, as I probably mentioned the last time you were here, I really think what you write about and what you talk about in this your mission to help people understand emotional intelligence, I think it's so important because so much of the time, you know, we focus on the body, the protoplasm, and we don't focus enough on the spirit that's inside the protoplasm, that's driving the protoplasm around. And I think that you help us with this to round out our understanding of this of the human being that owns these small businesses. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, and thank you. And I do feel very passionate about it because all of us can access more of our potential and can get ourselves in more of a state of flow so that we can have peace and contribute more effectively.
Well, what we want to get into is, and we want to get into the part of your book that's about self-management, because I think that's a very important thing. It's a very important way to understand, to be more aware of what we're doing when we go through our workday and our lives. But before we do that, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of emotional intelligence. Tell us why, a little bit about what it is and why it's how it's different from say just our regular intelligence.
Your emotional intelligence is basically your ability to be in the moment and to use the power and information of your emotions to make good, rational, wise decisions. Because emotions are not good, emotions are not bad, emotions are information. And we want to make sure we use that information and then manage our responses to those emotions appropriately. Our IQ, our rational brain, is very difficult to raise our IQ. Our EQ, our emotional intelligence quotient, is far easier to raise. We can raise that. And research shows, Jim, that for individuals, professionals, and organizations, your EQ, your emotional intelligence quotient, is twice as important as your IQ in attaining and sustaining success.
And you know, the reason, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of times when I've seen people win, say, in a discussion or a negotiation or whatever, when clearly the winner was not the smartest person. The smartest person was the one who lost, but because they didn't have control, they didn't understand their emotions that they were feeling. But the other person did. The person who had really a higher EQ beat the person who had a higher IQ.
Oh, and that's proven so many times. As we said, we know people who are brilliant, who have great technical expertise, but they don't get it. And that's what we want to make sure is that we get it. We're not defensive. We don't take things personally. We use all the information available to us so we can use our IQ well and prioritize appropriately.
A minute ago, you used, in one sentence, you used the word emotion and reason. A lot of people would say that those two words are mutually exclusive. Sometimes emotion gets a bad rep, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because people associate it with being emotional.
Right.
And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using the information of the emotions, using your gut, again, to make good personal and business decisions.
Right. Well, and I'm glad we got that sorted out. Let's talk about now what you write about in Chapter 7, which is titled Self-Management. One of the things that I was taught to do years ago by some of my mentors was how to perform self-analysis. And the only way I was taught, and I believe this, the only way that you can really become a conscious competent, where you not only are successful, but you know how you have become successful, because you also know what happens when you failed. The only way to do that is through self-analysis. Now, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that with regard to what you've written in Chapter 7.
Okay. We know, Jim, that one of the characteristics of highly effective leaders is that they are constantly self-assessing, and they are looking for feedback, too, to verify. So, as we said, one of the tools for emotional intelligence is your ability to self-manage your responses to your emotions. Because sometimes we all forget our priorities, we get emotional, and we start doing stupid things, and we scramble and scatter. So we need to take a break and to pause and to make choices that really honor our soul and honor our organizations. So the first way to do that is by doing check-ins with your senses. What are you feeling within your body? What types of moods are you experiencing? Because we can't make change without awareness. So listen to your body. A lot of people don't like to hear that because it sounds soft to them. But we know there is that mind-body-heart connection, and our body is giving us some information. A second tool, besides doing that regular check-in with how your body is feeling, tight pressure, is be very, very clear about your values. It is hard to make good decisions if we are not clear about what the guiding principles in our lives are. So as small business owners, be very clear about what the values of your organization are, and as individuals, be very clear about what your values are, and hopefully those two align so that you can prioritize, again, to make good decisions.
Well, Jim, if you're going to be honest, the only way to really be, in my opinion, to get better at what you do and who you are, is to be honest with yourself about yourself. And one of the ways you do that is doing some of the things that Christine just said. Christine Mockler-Casper, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Her book is called From Now On with Passion. And we're going to be a little passionate about this one more segment right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Christine Mockler-Casper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. The book is From Now On with Passion, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence. Christine, tell us where your book's available, please.
It's available online, Amazon, Barnes Noble, and you can order it from any bookstore.
Okay. And what about your website? You want to give that to us?
It's www.chriscasper.com.
Casper.com?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Christine, when I was selling full-time, low those many years ago, well, I guess I still do sell full-time, but back when I had a kit bag and was working a territory many years ago, after I learned about self-analysis, or what you call self-management, I was also taught that I had to plan for that. And so what I did, after every sales call, I would set aside a time. I would consciously say to myself, okay, what just happened? What happened? What did they say? What did I say? How did I react to what they said? Did I do well? Did I not do well? And even if the previous call was a total disaster, I really blew everything, it actually could turn into a success by helping me get ready for the next call. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I facilitate a variety of programs, and one example being project management. And one of the five success criteria for successfully managing projects is that you capture lessons learned. And we tell project managers, we don't care how many mistakes you make, as long as they're new mistakes. Mm-hmm. Just don't make the same one again.
Right.
Because after each project, and this we'll do the analogy back to our own personal experiences, stop and say, okay, what happened, and what am I supposed to learn from this so I can anticipate and plan well for the next time? And, Jim, you said something that really was a big hit for me when you said you need to plan for self-analysis. You just can't say, okay, I'm going to remember this. You really need to stop and say, okay, what? Why did this happen, and what am I supposed to get from this so I can grow and use it for the future?
Well, and the thing is self-analysis, folks, if you've never done it, it can be a little prickly sometimes. It can sting a little bit because you're actually pointing out to yourself your own shortcomings, your own mistakes, your own failures. But if you think about it, Christine, what I found was that if my ultimate goal was not self-analysis, my ultimate goal was success. Self-analysis was just a tool, and the more that the better I got at self-analysis, the less it hurt, and the better I got professionally.
And that's why so many people, Jim, are low in emotional intelligence, because it is hard to face our weaknesses, and it is hard to name and face our fears. But if we don't deal with them, they will always be there manipulating us a little bit. Far better that we have awareness, and then we can make plans and make change.
Right. What are some other ways that we can improve our emotional intelligence?
Watching how we speak to ourselves, because our subconscious mind is 3 times more powerful than our conscious mind.
So say that again.
Sure. Our subconscious mind is 3 times more powerful than our conscious mind. So as an example, if I say, oh, what an idiot, what a jerk I was this morning,
mm-hmm.
Your subconscious mind cannot judge. It just hears you say idiot and jerk. And the role of the subconscious mind is to reinforce the truth. And it just heard the truth because it can't judge of idiot and jerk. Far better that instead of saying what a jerk, what an idiot, acknowledge what happened to yourself and then focus on what you want versus what you do not want. In the old days, football coaches used to bring the teams in, sit them in front of the video, and have them watch those bad plays over and over and over again. Then the team would go out and do the same bad play, well, of course, because that's where their focus was. Far better to focus on what you want after you have captured lessons learned. So be very careful about what we say to ourselves, because those words are powerful.
Well, see, to me, that's where the training comes in. Because if I have just done something that was unfortunate, that was unsuccessful, and I don't understand what happened, I don't have any training to explain to me, to help me understand why I made that mistake, then my first reaction is to say I'm an idiot. But if I've got some training, if I've got some background in this, I can say, you know what? That was I probed wrong. I asked the wrong question, or I didn't close well. And so instead of me saying that I'm an idiot, I actually give another handle, a structural handle to what happened, rather than blaming it on myself. I actually am able to talk about, the tools that I used that I misused, I guess I should say.
Oh, I absolutely. And that's why, again, it's so important to plan, to pause, and to get in touch with yourself and to trace it back. Where is it coming from?
Right. Well, go ahead, Christine.
And that's accepting responsibility for our behavior and for our responses to life. And that's not a limitation, but rather it's a way to exercise the potential and the good power that we have.
Christine, I've got to wrap it up because we've come to the end of our visit, but would you give us your website one more time?
www.chriscasper.com.
ChrisCasper.com. That's the website, folks. The book is From Now On With Passion. The author is Christine Mockler Casper. She's our friend. Christine, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim, for the learning.
Okay, me too. See you later. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Don Lambrew. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Yeah, Don.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.